Dion, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh my gosh, I am so pleased to talk with you this morning. This is a very special thing you're doing, going back to the Apollo. How long has it been since you've been there?
Oh, quite a while. Quite a while.
And I was really surprised you're doing it with a four-piece band. That's really bringing it down to a very personal level, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. These are musicians that I work with all the time, and nobody knows me better. It's very easy, and you won't think it's a four-piece band, trust me. You
Okay.
know, it's a case of their musicianship has been absolutely phenomenal, and I think everybody's gonna love it.
What I came away with when I was reading about it, I thought, wow, we're used to seeing you with this full orchestration, but then bringing it down to a band like that, I just think it makes it very personal. And you're going to be a answering questions from the audience, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll be answering questions that are going to be posed to me by my son, Damon. It's questions that basically those in the audience wanted to know and wanted to ask, and they will now be filled with the truth.
Nice. Well, your career is so amazing. There's a couple areas I would love to ask about. Number one is obviously your relationship with Burt Bacharach, Hal David. Can you answer this? How did you actually hook up with Burt Bacharach?
At a session that we were doing background work for a song he had written with another songwriter, Bob Hilliard,
Oh.
for the Drifters called Mexican Divorce. And after the show, after the session was over, Bert approached me to ask if I'd be interested in doing more demonstration records as well as background songs that he'd be writing with a new songwriting partner, Hal David. And that was the beginning of BDW.
Wow, that was historic. You were there, he was there, and it just seemed like a marriage made in heaven musically for the world.
Yeah, you know, we were known throughout the industry as the triangle marriage that works.
I guess I never heard of it that way, but it just absolutely makes sense. And another area of your career that's always interested me is you've done some amazing duets
Yes.
and collaborations with folks. I mean, the Spinners, Whitney Houston, and even a Glen Campbell collaboration that I just stumbled upon of late that I hadn't heard before. Do you have a favorite duet, or were they all
Oh,
just special?
they're all very special because I had the privilege, basically, is the word I'm looking for, of working with my friends, you know, Johnny Mathis. I mean, how can you say no to Johnny Mathis? You can't, you know, and Luther Vandross. There've been Jeffrey Osborne,
Oh my.
one after the other. The others, and these are all people that I've known for years, and who are my friends, who were my friends. It's been simply incredible for me.
Is there anybody that you have not done a song with that you said, man, I really would still love to collaborate with them?
Well, that's in the works right now. My favorite group of all time, and I love everyone that I've worked with, but this is my favorite, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we have planned to do this for ages, and we've got to do this, we've got to do this. And when I'm in New York, they're in Japan, and when I'm in Japan, they're in New York. Well, we finally found a slice of time that we're now getting ready to go in studio to do what we had planned to do many years ago.
Wow, boy, that could be a magical collaboration as
Oh,
well.
undoubtedly. I hope I'm able to sing.
Well, I'm sure you will. And now I want to go way, 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 way back. I heard something in an I interview a long time ago. Was Elvis Presley a fan of yours?
Yeah, ironically, it was amazing that we opened in Las Vegas the same night. I at the Sand, he at the Intercontinental Hotel. And on that show were the Sweet Inspirations who were doing background work for them. My aunt Sissy was one of the Sweet Inspirations. And I went over to say hello to her, and he walked out on that stage and almost took my breath away. I've never seen anybody so pretty. But he let me know that he knew my music. He had it at home, and that he did something that was so incredible for me. He told his audience, every night that he was there. And if you go to your record store, look for Dionne Warwick albums, and you will find an autographed photograph of me inside of every one of them. And that's what he did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I sold so many albums. It was incredible. And I cannot ever thank him enough for that.
Oh my, what a recommendation, right? From Elvis
Yeah.
Presley.
Yeah.
Now, did you maintain a friendship with him over the years?
Yes, I did. In fact, I was the one he came to find out who he should take Lisa Marie to get her tonsils taken out, and that was my doctor. So,
Oh.
and I gave him that name. So, we became very good friends. He was a wonderful man.
He's probably been the subject of so many bad stories, and
Misnomers, yes.
But at the other hand, I've heard anybody that I've ever talked to, and you included now, saying that he was just a wonderful guy that it just
Yeah.
misunderstood, I think.
That, people always have opinions of their own. They conjure up whatever it is that they want in their little brains, and it becomes a reality to them instead of taking the time to get to know if it's true or not. Well, that's what this show is about, getting to know the truth.
So it's going to be really learning a lot about you and your background, but you're also celebrating, am I right? This is Black History Month celebration as well. So could you
Absolutely.
explain a little bit more about that and its purpose for this show?
Well, it was born many years ago, the idea of creating a month of Black history and of Black music. And I'm fortunate enough to have been a part of that from the very beginning. And that's exactly what it's all about, celebrating ourselves.
Incredible, but your music is timeless and colorless. It nobody dislikes Dionne Warwick music.
I hope you're right.
And then one other thing, before I let you go, is you've also helped raise millions of dollars in the fight against HIV back in the 80s. Are you still active with that?
Oh, absolutely. I will be there until that elusive word called cure is found. That's how long I'm going to be involved.
That's awesome. Oh, wait, I do have one more question. And
Okay.
this more personal than professional. How big and important is faith to you in your career? I've heard it's
It's
everything.
everything. It is absolutely everything. I was born and raised in a gospel singing group of singers, my mother and her siblings. My grandfather was a minister. All of us attended church and have been a part of God's world for many, many years and will continue to be. So that's very, very important to me.
That is awesome, and that's very heartwarming to me to hear that because so many times people hide their faith or it's not a part of it. But I think it seems to those who it's important to, it guides your career.
No doubt, I feel. It's like everything. What are you doing next? And my answer is wherever God leads me.
Well, Dion, let's end on that because that's so uplifting, and I can't wait to share this interview with my audience.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure, and good luck in the show. Or should I say, break a leg? No, that's not right.
No, don't say that because I might.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
I will. Thank you. You do the same.